Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family. Believe it or not, I was trying to find the screen inside of my computer. Somewhere, somehow, it was under all of the documents I had. So I was looking for it. Forgive
That's
me.
The problem I have on my smartphone, is trying to find the screen.
Sabbath blessing everyone on this beautiful Sabbath. Let me just put it. I'm getting up there. Sabbath blessing, dear ones, on this beautiful Sabbath, May 10, 2025. This is our part 5 of our chapter 85 entitled By the Sea Once More of our lesson 434. Welcome to everyone, dear ones. I hope you can see the presentation in the room. We are going to ask our dear brother, he can be able to share our hymn of our team, To God Be the Glory, number 627.
To God be the glory, great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life, an atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus his Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Welcome to all the precious family that are coming in. We are going to ask one of the little ones, by the help of their parents or elder sibling, to open their section with prayer. May you mute your mic. With
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for this morning. It's for people who are here and people who are not here. It's for coming to the Sabbath. It's for the word of God to be learning. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, dear ones. It is story time for our little tiny tots and parents and guests to be able to hear what the Lord have in store in our new chapter. Let's have a listening ears, little one, and we are going to ask our dear brother to be able to share our chapter 25 entitled In Joseph's Tomb in a Story of Jesus. It's a lesson book.
Here we go. The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of John, chapter 19. Only three verses. That's pretty good. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for fear of the Jews, besought or asked Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave him leave or said, okay. He came, therefore, and took the body of Jesus. Now, I might as well say it here as later. Usually, you couldn't do that because Jesus was supposedly killed because he was a traitor. But near relatives could ask for the body of their dead one. And Joseph of Arimathea was a relative of Jesus. And so Pilate said, and he was a rich man, so he gave him the body. Anyway. And then there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds weight. Then took the body of Jesus and wound it in a linen cloth with spices as the manner of the Jews is for burial. Treason against the Roman government, and treason is, let me see over here, turn on. Treason is disloyalty to the Roman government. And that was a crime for which the Savior was condemned. Persons put to death for this cause were buried in a place set apart for such criminals. John shuddered as he thought of having the body of his beloved master handled by the unfeeling soldiers and buried in a dishonored grave. But he saw no way to prevent it, as he had no influence with Pilate. At this trying time, Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea came to help the disciples. Both of these men were members of the Sanhedrin and were acquainted with Pilate. Both men were wealthy and were men of wealth and influence. They were determined that the Savior's body should have an honorable burial. Next slide. Please. Joseph went boldly to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Pilate, after learning that Christ was already really dead, granted the request. While Joseph was gone to Pilate for the Savior's body, Nicodemus was making ready for the burial. And they did all this on Friday afternoon, between 3 and sundown. They're fast. It was the custom in those days to wrap the body of the dead in linen cloths, which, with precious ointments and sweet spices. This was one of the methods of embalming. This was one method of embalming. So Nicodemus brought the costly gift of about 100 pounds weight of myrrh and aloes for the body of Jesus. And this is taken from the story of Jesus, page 149. Thank you.
Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we'll be reviewing part 1 of our lesson in Joseph's tomb, in our tiny top lesson book, The Story About Jesus. And that will take place, dear one, on May 17, 2025. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. It is time for our tiny tots and parents and our guests to learn precious lessons in God's creation through nature. We are still in our topic, Mammals of the Bible. Let's have a listening ear for our dear brother will share.
That questions everyone. Today's lesson concerning mammals of the Bible. Bible verses for our lesson on topic, the mammals of the Bible, taken from Family Bible Lesson Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 6, The Sower, the Seed, and the Soil. And Matthew chapter 8, 13, verses 8 to 9, and it says, but other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Matthew 13:23 says, but he that received seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Today's lesson, we'll be reading both in the last lesson in the Suburban. It is lesson 6, the life cycle of the horse. And the memory verse for today is Romans 7:4. It says, wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. And the character quality of the entire story is industry versus slothfulness. Industry is the habit of working hard and steadily with thoughts and deeds directed by heaven. Nature, the life cycle of a horse. A female horse, or mare, carries a foal inside her body for about 11 months before birth. Foals can stand very soon after birth, and in a few hours they can run about. The foal looks like its legs are too long for its body, but as the horse grows, the legs grow more slowly than the rest of the body. As the mare brings forth the fruit, so we are to bring forth fruit unto God. Romans 7:4, our memory verse. This fruit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Galatians 5:22-23. When a foal is a year old, it is half grown. Almost all horses are full grown at the age of 5. But most mares have 5 or 6 foals during their life. Many horses will live from 20 to 30 years. As the foal grows into an adult horse, so we are to grow in Christ. The seed of the word is given, that ye may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2:2. In the picture, we see a mare, or it's also called Morgan, and foal. Are you giving birth to the fruit of character each day? Pray that you are. And here in the remind, things you can do while you remember the lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores tonight your lesson. If you have baby pets to care for, you can watch them mature and remember your lesson. 3, when father or mother or anybody else was looking after you, asked you to do a certain job that you understand and do it, that is somewhat like Matthew 13:23. 4, when you fix fruit and grains for breakfast, remember your lesson. Next is the reinforced activities you do to help you remember the lesson. 1, look for horses. Use an encyclopedia or a guidebook to identify the breed. 2, find pictures of foals and young horses to pull your boats for. 3, for individual activities, stories and poems. Use the booklet entitled Children's Bible Activities, Stories and Poems for this quarter. Say your memory verse. Remarkable parent. The influence of the Holy Spirit is the life of Christ in the soul. We do not see Christ and speak to him, but his Holy Spirit is just as near us in one place as in another. It works in and through everyone who sees Christ. Those who know the indwelling of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. 6, file commentary, page 1112. What can we learn from our nature walk experience, dear ones? Let's use our listening ears, little ones. In these two pictures, our dear sister family are sharing their exciting scenery. On our left, we see rhododendron flowers through trees. And on our right, we see a cloud formation by high wind making wispy clouds. Next, we'll continue with our dear sister Luz, who signed on her nature walk in Virginia Beach. In these three pictures is a young Mako shark. Continue with our dear sister Charlene and Hazel in her garden. Nature walks, spring beauty, spring is here. We see white flowers. One are small white blossoms, and the other is a bouquet of canna lilies. We will end their nature signs in the garden and area greenhouse. Pink petals. No, she isn't. On our left, I think those are pink primroses, and on our right are red tulips. Continue with our dear sister Grace and granddaughter Brooklyn. Okay. On our left, we see some more white blossoms, and also we see at the front some red roses, and on our right we see some yellow buttercups and a couple of dandelions. Continue with our sisters Theresia and family side.
Sorry, dear family. We apologize. We are still in the middle of finding the information of the flowers, and we are going to have the updates for our review with the proper names. And I would like to apologize for everyone. The information that is in the bottom is not going according to the slide.
Well, we will end with our dear little ones, Jeremiah and Chrissy, signing. We see pictures of both of them touching branch of a local pine tree. And I'll turn the mic back to Mom now.
The garden was of our dear sister Charlene, nature walk with Hazel. But I was not able to get the name, so we are going to have the research done for everyone to be able to see and know what are they. And if you have an acquaintance with any one of them that was shown, please, dear ones, if you can be able to share, we will be able to have the research for everyone by God's grace. Welcome and serve a blessing to those precious family that are coming in. And remember, little one, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. All come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory.
great things he has done.
Our opening song is a hymn entitled Pictures of Man. You can find it in number 500. If you would like to share the hymn, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so.
I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. If you follow me, if you follow me, I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. Hear Christ calling, come on to me, come on to me, come on to me. Hear Christ calling, come on to me. I will give you rest. I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Hear Christ calling, come on to me. I will give you rest. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are going to have open prayer. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even the elder siblings would like to open our family section with prayer, maybe unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Let's have our blessings, everyone. If we could bow our heads and our hearts, thank you, God, for waking us up for this morning. Thank you for bringing us through the week. I pray, dear Father God, as we continue to partake of the Sabbath word, that you will please bless our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. Please be with those that are here, those that are not here, dear Father God. Please be with those that are sick and afflicted, those going through any type of maladies today. Please elevate us into higher heights with thee. We thank you and we love you. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Our opening scripture is taken from 1 John chapter 4, verse 7, King James Version. And it reads, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will continue with our part 5 of our lesson entitled By the Sea Once More of our study book, The Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear remnant family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
First John chapter 4, verse 8, King James Version. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Amen.
1 John chapter 4, verse 16, King James Version. And we have known and believe the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him.
1 Peter 5:1, The elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory of that shall be revealed. Glory that shall be revealed.
1 Peter 5:2, Feed the flock of God which is among you. Take the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind.
1 Peter 5:3, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock.
1 Peter 5:4, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Amen.
Amen. Today we will cover pages 815 through 816. Welcome to all the precious family that are just joining us. We are in the Desire of Ages, page 816. Who would like to take the first paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 816, continuing. John lived to be very aged. He witnessed the destruction of Jerusalem and the ruin of the stately temple, a symbol of the final ruin of the world. To his latest days, John closely followed his Lord. The burden of his testimony to the churches was, "Beloved, let us love one another. He that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and verse 16, Desire of Ages, page 816, paragraph 4.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn our first scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 7 and 8, King James Version, from the All Holy Scripture. This memory verse will be sung in a cappella. Beloved, let us love one another. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God, and knoweth God. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4, verses 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another. Beloved, let us love one another. He that loveth not, none is not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4, 7 and 8. We are in the Desire Ages, page 817. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Continuing. Peter had been restored to his apostleship, but the honor and authority he received from Christ had not given him supremacy over his brethren. This Christ had made plain when in prayer in answer to Peter's question, "What shall this man do?" he had said, "What is that to thee? Follow thou me." Peter was not honored as the head of the church. Next slide, please. Bubble down.
Continuing. The favor which Christ had shown to him in forgiving his apostasy and entrusting him with the feeding of the flock, and Peter's own faithfulness in following Christ, won for him the confidence of his brethren. He had much influence in the church, but the lesson which Christ had taught him by the Sea of Galilee, Peter carried with him throughout his life, writing by the Holy Spirit to the churches. He said, Desire of Ages 8:17.
And we're going to know what he said in a few minutes or less. Learn a beautiful hymn together, dear ones. I just want to give a testimony concerning this particular one. When I was trying to do the project, I got really caught up because the melody kept coming into my head. And I remember either the Willingtons family or even Joel Nahate family used to sing it in their language. But I just remember one part. But by God's grace, by the help of brethren, and everybody kind of bringing a little bit of a little bit of the wording, I was able to find it by God's grace. And the title is, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. We're also going to sing it. And if you know this song, dear ones, you can be able to join us as well. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
If no one with me, still I will follow. If no one with me, still I will follow. If no one with me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back.
The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We are still in page 870, and now we're going to hear what he said. Who would like to take the paragraph, dear one?
The elders, and continuing, the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking oversight thereof. Next slide, please.
Continuing. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I don't know, maybe I can read it, but the willing, not by constant, but willing, not for filth like, but of a ready mind, as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of.
I believe Brother Wellington may be having a little bit of connection problem. Who would like to continue to just pick it up for this dear brother?
Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4, Desire of Ages, page 817, paragraph 2.
Amen. So let us learn our last beautiful scripture song together. This one is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 15 through 18 margin. From a lesson book, Memory Verse CD, to Desire Ages.
And he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. Go ye. Shall be saved, but he that believes.
Well, dear one, that was the ending of our chapter 85, but I'm going to leave a reflection. This is taken from the Spirit of Prophecy book entitled Gospel Workers, but this is in chapter 6, entitled The Under Shepherd, pages 183, paragraph 4, from 2 to 4, sorry. If anyone would like to take the first paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones?
The sheep that has strayed from the fold is the most helpless of all creatures. I must be sought for it cannot find its way back. So with the soul that has wandered away from God, he is as helpless as the lost sheep. And unless divine love comes to his rescue, he can never find his way to God. Then with what compassion, what sorrow, what persistence should the under shepherd seek for the lost souls? How willingly should he endure self-denial, hardship, privation? Gospel Workers, page 183, paragraph 4.
Brother Willington, would you like to try? Is he back? Otherwise, if anyone would like to take the next paragraph, dear one.
Continuing. There is need of shepherds who, under the direction of the chief shepherd, will seek for the lost and straying. This means the bearing of physical discomfort and the sacrifice of ease. It means a tender solicitude for the erring, a divine compassion for bearance. It means an ear that can listen with sympathy to heartbreaking rituals of wrong, of degradation, of despair and misery. Gospel Workers, page 184, paragraph 1.
The spirit of the true shepherd is one of self-forgetfulness. He loses sight of self in order that he may work the works of God. By the preaching of the word and the personal ministry in the homes of the people, he learns their needs, their sorrows, their trials, and cooperating with the great burden bearer, he shares their afflictions, comforts their distress, relieves their soul hunger, and wins their hearts to God. In this work, the minister is attended by heavenly angels, and he himself is instructed and enlightened in the truth that make it wise unto salvation. Gospel Workers, page 184, paragraph 2.
Amen. Dear ones, we have come to the end of our study. We will pull all questions that we have for our review until next week by God's grace. Dear ones, once more, I apologize for the mishap in the nature section. As you can see, this week was very, very busy for those that are trying to be able to kind of share this message of salvation during the time of where we are living. There was many phone calls, many questions, and we are so glad that this is also going to help us to spread the third angel's message. Please pray for each and every one of us for such a time as this. There's nothing to be sad about. At the contrary, now we can be able to make this sound a little bit louder because we are actually living the very thing that we have been sharing with individuals. I say, please pray for my mom. I'm here with my mom still. Circumstances are getting better, but also challenging. So I can ask for not only prayer, but I am asking that you may be able to keep each and every one of us, for we are going to be pretty busy this year for what it is that is coming. It is a very solemn time, but also exciting because our Savior is soon to come. Next week, we will be reviewing part 5 of our new chapter, that chapter that just finished, By the Sea Once More. If you have any question besides these 6 dear ones that need research, you could send it before Thursday of next week, or you could keep it until we meet again. And if you don't mind, I would like to pray. If we can all bow our heads and our hearts as we come boldly before the throne of grace. Father Jesus, this year is going so fast. We can't believe how everything is just moving fast, but we know that you had said that it was going to do for the sake of your people. Father, we pray that you may send more, Father Jesus, workers that can be able to reach as far and wide, that we can be able to share this gospel, this beautiful gospel of salvation, Father Jesus. It is completely overwhelming just to see, as you sit in and see these things then coming to pass, your heart is overjoyed, but at the same time, you ask the question, are we ready, Father Jesus, to be able to give this gospel a certain sound? We only know that only through the power of the Holy Spirit, I could see through the messages that we have been sharing with the children, how the disciple was being prepared, especially when the Savior had to be able to show how many times he had manifested himself in their life. And Father, personally, I have seen this doing these children's story. I want to thank you, Father Jesus, for slowing down the word and the spirit of prophecy in such a manner, for we are children, even though we may be adults. But Father, we pray, dear Lord, that we may be prepared, that your spirit and also the power of the Holy Spirit might be able to touch each and every one, from the little ones to their parents, to those that are abroad and scattered. Please, I pray for all the elders, Father Jesus, those that are going to all the remote places in the world to be able to touch as much people as possible. Father, we thank you for calling us into your marvelous light, pulling us from darkness, Father Jesus. We see the sea of people that are so caught up right now with what is going on. Help us, Father Jesus, and I know you will, for you have prepared us for such a time as this. Help us to be able to be an instrument. Help our vessel to be able to hold as much water as possible, but the water of life we need, Father Jesus, is my prayer. Forgive us for our sins and iniquity and our shortcomings. Forgive us for our Christ-like spirit, Father Jesus. May you be with each one of the little ones and the mothers and their fathers, Father Jesus. Help us that we may do your will. It's my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. So our review will be on May 17, 2025. Of our chapter 85 entitled By the Sea Once More, part 5 of our lesson 434. Leaving the scripture and also the quote, dear ones, the scripture is taken from Isaiah 64 verse 6, King James Version. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rag, and we all do fade as leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. And a quotation from Maranatha, page 78, paragraph 3. The white robe of innocence was worn by our first parents when they were placed by God in Holy Eden. But when sin entered, they severed their connection with God, and the light that had encircled them departed. Nothing can man devise to supply the place of his lost robe of innocence. Only the covering which Christ himself has provided can make us meet to appear in God's presence. This covering, the robe of his own righteousness, Christ will put upon every repentant, believing soul. This robe, wove in the loom of heaven, has in it not one thread of human devices. Christ, in his humanity, brought out a perfect character, and this character he offers to impart to us. All our righteousness are as filthy rags. Thank you, Lord Jesus. May you have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless.